Take, I You did believe me, you know, and say, all right, now this is yours, Tommy.
You have to, even as a loan operator, you say, you get, you bore in and come, don't come up for air until you produce something.
And let it go out and just do it, which, you want to get a bold thing, you've got to do the declassification thing, bore in on something, you want to think, of course, you've got to do the conspiracy thing.
In any event, everything ought to be ordered back. I just went through his files, and he's done a damn good job on this bombing mold thing, except he hasn't finished it. He didn't do the last 3 days. He says he's got all the stuff, and he just didn't get around to doing it. Well, the son of a bitch hasn't had nothing to do except get around to doing it.
What's the matter with him?
And I thought he had it done, and he just got involved in other things, I guess.
I think we ought to get him back. I think, listen to that, man, I think you need more than, I think you need a team. This is a big job. But you need a commander of the team. And
well, this
maybe
Alan's fault.
Maybe, incidentally, Alan should not be the commander, should he? All right. Well, shouldn't Colson be when you come down to it, Bob? Is this, are we, are we putting too much of a load in him? But what is
structured so he can get...
He's got a lot of people working for him, hasn't he?
Yeah. And he's got good people, at least, you know.
His instincts are particularly good. All right. I think we ought to consider this fellow. I think we ought to put him over here. You know, as on temporary duty for the purpose of working.
Well, the beauty of this guy, the CIA guy, is that
USIA.
Oh, you're talking about this guy?
Well, either one, okay. Both sound good.
The CIA guy, the fact he's working outside, we can just hire him as a consultant. There's some merit to getting a guy from outside.
Right. Good.
If he knows his way around here.
Good.
We can get this guy, too.
This guy, just get him from Shakespeare and bring him over.
Just have him sign here.
I like the idea of a young bearcat who thinks there is a conspiracy. I put him on the conspiracy side. The CIA guy, maybe on the declassification side.
Alan makes the point, the resistance, he says your principal role is going to be with state, but you, CIA and defense are not going to be far behind in the declassification effort. State, for its own reasons, self-protection primarily. Joint Chiefs will be against it as a matter of policy. CIA will be concerned with methods of intelligence collection.
I understand. We're talking all about it. You mean he's talking about going way back to World War II, Korea, the Cuban Missile Crisis?
Alan's laid out a plan for how it ought to be done. And going at that, that there should be a little steering committee that is Ehrlichman and me, and he says it suggests the Attorney General.
No.
Which I don't think you want.
No.
And he says perhaps a very trusted senator, if you can get one like John Talbot, but I don't think you...
No.
I think you've got to keep... Keep it inside.
Well, you can't pay the car if you couldn't pay the price.
And so just to oversee it, I think you just...
On the other hand, you could do the car for the rest of the speeches and leaks and so forth.
Oh, yeah.
And he might be one of your... He might be your bearcat.
He suggested that. And the question there would have to be a political decision on John's... Or just whether he, you know, he's up for election, whether that's what he wants to do or whether it isn't.
Oh, yeah.
Another suggestion for a guy we could use in this who wants to and could be very effective in his own way is Eichhorn. He is a Democrat. He is chairman of the committee, which makes him a logical guy to get into a lot of that.
See, he's up to his
kind of feeding to Eichhorn
on the conspiracy. So he wouldn't want to, he's a Democrat, he's going to pick on Truman.
No, I mean on the conspiracy.
Committee call them in to testify. Now, that's a very good idea. I think the best thing, if Eichhorn is chairman of the committee, is willing, the best thing is to have that committee resurrect itself and let it have hearings on this conspiracy. And they'll screen them. Well, we got this fellow Jaffe, or I mean, not Jaffe, but spy, under trial. That's all right. Go right ahead. They're going on a conspiracy here. You see, they pulled all that stuff out. I mean, because it's almost like the period that, you see, with their condition, his case, there was the stuff involving all the others. The strain was, we went after Nathan Witt, John Apt, Victor Perlow, and Pressman, and the rest. they should be tried in the courts and not before a committee. We kept right ahead. We tried the bastards, and they all pled self-incrimination and were destroyed as a result. Lesson in the courts with Mitchell and the rest of them, you can never get it. Actually, when Mitchell leaves as Attorney General, we're going to be better off, in my view. I think that he is less in judging that. One thing about my case, he has got more of an instinct for the juggler and is less influenced by, you know, the press and the responsibility and all that. John, just too damn good a lawyer, you know, he's a good, strong lawyer. He just repels him to do these horrible things. But they gotta be done. You gotta fight this thing. Okay.
He argues that he should work backwards on this thing, that he should make no bones about it, that you're starting with the most recent working back. Go through the top and go. Dominican crisis, Cuban Missile Crisis, Berlin Crisis of 61, Bay of Pigs, U2, Berlin 58,
that's right.
Lebanon, Korea, Berlin Blockade, and just work your way back on the principal incidents.
Berlin Wall. See, the Berlin Wall is a pretty good little story.
That's right. He says, by focusing on the episodes, you limit the scope of the work, which you need to do, otherwise it's just going to get bogged down in the morass.
Yeah.
And in the process, you'll uncover some other things that will be very interesting that can be handled on an ad hoc basis as you get into it. He's talking about how you handle it publicly. He thinks we ought to announce publicly that we're doing it.
Well, the declassification thing is easy. We can put it under this
declassification. Under your
that's right. That would early on, we could take the 50-year-old guy and put him in charge as a consultant of this whole group. Of the group we have already in government, you see. Okay. So, Schultz does not, and Hodgson do not believe that that unemployment causes solely due to technical factors. There's some substantial changes in there.
Well, there has to be. It can't all be, because that's 6/10 of a point. It can't all be.
We have a strange, you never know. But there has been somewhat of a better feeling around, you know what I mean? And Dole and others come back. And, I mean, things are moving some about it. Don't you have that feeling?
He said, you'll think I'm nuts, and I probably am, but there's a guy that would do a hell of a job of running this thing for you. And he said, you might want to think about him, but you won't think I'm even serious about suggesting him, and that's Fred Russell. He said, Russell came to him 2 years ago, almost 3 years ago, when he first came in, was convinced of this, and wanted nothing more than to get into the State Department and start cleaning things up, and all this stuff. And he said, I know he's a kooky guy with a lot of problems and all that in some ways, but he is also very tough in this area. He knows exactly what's going on here. His field, he does. He suggested in the Congress, John Hunt of New Jersey is a guy to think about.
He's a conservative former FBI. One other good Congress of Senator Bonnie, former FBI guy, he'll say it and do anything. Divine.
Sam Stratton.
Divine is basically better than Hunt. Hunt is too bombastic. Divine is a tough, strong guy that will, I think, do it well. I don't think Fred Russell basically is controlled enough.
I don't either.
You know, that's the point.
You couldn't work with him. He's not the kind of guy you want in that way. Colson's guy sounds the best in that.
Well, you see him talking to him. Fine. Well, you'll have your meeting with him this afternoon. And I guess what I really have to know is what we do Tuesday. John will be checking with Rogers. You can meet with the others. Hear Buchanan's argument out in that. Well, now don't hear him. You're absolutely right. He'll write it out.
Pat, you may also be affected by this whole business of leadership.
Their wives have bringing four conferences.